Hi, in this advanced mixing lesson I'm going to show you how to build a graphic style tambourine layer in Ableton Live 12 that cuts through like a pirate radio promo. We'll take one clean tambourine sample and turn it into a three-layer stack, tick, body and lo-fi air, route everything through a tambourine bus, and add narrow band mid coloration, grit and rhythmic jitter so the tam sounds urgent and on air, while staying tight with the kick and snare. Everything uses stock live devices and practical routing so you can reproduce it in your own sessions. Quick outline. You'll build a three-layer stack, tam close, tam body and tam pirate, shake transients and phase, add pirate radio coloration with saturation and bit reduction, and finish with sidechain ducking, parallel compression and macro controls for fast on-air bursts. Let's get started. Preparation. Import your sample and set tempo. Drop your chosen tambourine sample onto an audio track in session or arrangement view. Make sure warp is on if you need to reposition hits so they lock to grid. Set the project tempo to your DNB BPM so transient timing matches the rest of the loop. Create the three layers. Duplicate the audio track twice, CMD or Control plus D, so you have three tracks. Rename them Tam Close, Tam Body and Tam Pirate. You can consolidate or slice to a drum rack for per hit control, but for this lesson we'll keep them as audio clips for direct mixing. Keep the original raw clip muted in a source track for quick reference. Layer processing, tam close. The tick zoom in on the clip. Select the tightest transient and crop to a short clip with a minimal tail. Insert EQ8. Set high pass at about 400 Hz 12 dB/oct to remove low rumble and add a narrow peak of +3 to +5 dB around 5 to 8 kHz with a Q of roughly 1.2 to emphasize the stick click. Add a compressor with a very fast attack, around 0.5 to 1 ms, and a fast release of 50 to 80 ms, aiming for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction to even hits. Use utility to reduce width to around 20-40% so the tick sits centered and focused. Pan it slightly, for example 10% right, to stage it against the kit, and use clip gain for micro volume control on each hit. Layer processing, tam body, the slap on the body chain, use EQ8 with a high pass at about 250 Hz and a gentle low shelf boost of +2 dB around 800 to 1200 Hz to create the mid body that fills the mix. Place a small dip at around 3.5 kHz of -1.5 dB to avoid harshness. Insert drum bus for warmth, drive around 3.5, distortion control 4.6 and boom 0.2 for light thickness. Follow with a glue compressor set to roughly 3:1 ratio, 10 ms attack and 200 ms release to glue sustain. Delay this track 6 to 12 ms using track delay to push it slightly after the tick for separation and rhythmic forwardness. Pan center or slightly opposite the tick. Try 10% left. Layer processing. Tam pirate, the air slash lo-fi. The pirate layer creates the narrowband, lo-fi on air character. In EQ8 low pass around 6 to 7 kHz 12 dB/oct to roll highs like an old transmitter, and boost a narrow band at 1.5 to 2.5 kHz by +3 to +6 dB for that mid-forward pirate focus. Add saturator with drive tilde 4.6, soft clip on and dry slash wet at 40-60% for harmonic grit. Use redux to introduce artifacting. Try 8-10 bits and modest downsampling so you get character, not garbage. Add auto pan set to sync at 1/16 or 1/8, phase around 60-90 degrees. Triangle shape and mount 20-30% for subtle stereo wobble. Low cut any rumble the redux may introduce. Create the tambourine bus and routing group the three tracks into a tam bus. On the bus, in order, place 1 EQ8 for final shaping. Use M/S mode. Boost the mid at around 1.8 kHz by +2 to +3 dB and attenuate sides above 6 kHz by about -2 dB so the pirate character stays center-focused. 2 compressor with sidechain enabled. Choose your kick as the key input, set ratio to about 3:1, attack 1.3 ms, release around 120 ms and threshold for approximately 2-4 dB of ducking. This keeps the tam tight with the kick. 3 drum bus or saturator for subtle glue. Drive around 5-7 and blend the effect so the bus remains 30-40% wet. If you prefer parallel, use a return instead. For a final utility to control output width and trim, parallel compression and lo-fi send create a return called parallel comp and place a heavy compressor on it. Ratio 10:1, fast attack, longish release. Send a small amount from tam bus to this return to add body without killing transients. Create a second return, lo-fi send, with redux plus saturator for artifact bleed and feed a controlled amount back into the mix. Rhythmic arrangement and micro groove use small timing offsets, Keep Tam close on grid, push Tam body back 612 m, and experiment with Tam pirate slightly ahead or behind depending on feel. Apply a groove, for example a swung groove, but vary the amount per layer, close 15-20%, body 45-55%, pirate 25-30%. This creates natural phase interplay and a humanized shuffle. Automate clip gain or track volume for accents. Try plus 3 to plus 6 dB bursts for 2 bars, then quick fade to mimic ear-grabbing promo stabs. Automation and pirate radio effects. Automate a narrow band sweep on the pirate layer's EQ to emphasize 1.5-2.5 kHz during fills. Use short auto-filter bandpasses with envelope automation for siren-ish dips. Increase auto-pan amount for wilder moments. Keep low frequencies, mono below tilde 300 hz, using utility on the bus to prevent stereo bass smearing. Final balancing and metering reference with spectrum and a track you trust. Aim for Tam peaks around 6-8 dB below the main snare transient so it's audible, but not overpowering. Check mono compatibility by collapsing width, listen for comb filtering, and use phase invert if you find hollowing. Adjust clip gain rather than boosting EQ excessively to avoid harshness. Common mistakes to avoid: don't saturate every layer. Designate one layer for grit and others for transient or presence. Don't neglect micro timing. 112 m nudges save a lot of flab. If the Tam is too wide or clashes with cymbals, low bass the pirate layer or reduce bus width. Don't overdo sidechain ducking. Aim for 2-4 dB for clarity. Always check phase when stacking duplicates. Pro tips: use clip gain automation so plugin processing stays consistent while you shape accents. Build an on-air macro on the bus mapping saturator drive. Pirate redux wet slash dry and the mid boost for quick bursts. Layer short gated white noise under the tick to enhance attack without adding pitch. Try flipping phase on a duplicate for transient tightening, but prefer tiny timing nudges first. Always reference on earbuds and cheap speakers. Pirate energy must translate to poor systems. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. 1. Load a Tam loop at your DNB tempo. 2. Duplicate into 3 tracks and name them Tam Close, Tam Body, Tam Pirate. 3. Apply the layer processing we covered. Close HP plus click boost and tight compression. Body drum bus plus glue. Pirate saturator plus redux plus auto pan. 4. Group to Tam bus and sidechain the bus to your kick for about 3 dB of ducking. 5. Set auto pan on pirate to 1/16 sync with 25% amount. 6. Map a bus macro to saturator drive and pirate redux wet. Automate it to spike for 2 bars at bar 9. Then render. Compare before and after. Ask, what made it more pirate radio? What made it lose clarity? Recap: split the Tam into tick, body and lo-fi air and treat each for its role. Use timing offsets and pan staging. Centralize processing on a Tam bus with sidechain and parallel options, and add narrowband saturation and bit reduction for the pirate character. Use clip gain and macros for quick control and brief automation bursts for promo style hits, all while keeping the Tam tight with the kick and snare. Final listening checks and workflow reminders: name and color your tracks. Save the stack as a template or audio effect rack with mapped macros, and resample when you're happy to save CPU. Always check mono and listen on low fidelity devices. Keep the artifacts just at the edge of audibility, enough to read as character, not noise. That's it. Load your sample, build the stack, map the macros, and experiment. The pirate radio vibe is all about controlled grit, narrow mid-focus, and rhythmic instability that still sits cleanly in the mix.